Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Yeah, you get that rental car, and when you return it, you got to make sure you go through there and you get everything you can out of that thing. You know, you look under the seats, did I leave this, that, or the other? You got to do that. And a couple of knuckleheads in upstate New York, they forgot to go do a thorough cleaning of that car before they hopped on the airplane. These guys were busted Wednesday after the car rental company reported to police that the dudes had left some drugs in the car that they had rented. Some drugs, and by some I mean 140 envelopes of heroin.
Wow.
And more than 35 grams of MDMA. You would think that the guys would, before they get on their plane, where they go, they would... That's got to be the most important thing they're carrying, right?
I mean, you would think. How do you leave that behind?
140 envelopes of heroin. You'd constantly be patting your body. All right, where's the heroin? Who's got the heroin? You got the heroin?
I'm sweating bullets, wondering where that thing, you know, are they going to find it?
Yeah. So since they, you know, they filled out all the paperwork and everything, it was pretty easy to determine who these individuals were and to corral them.
Police in Minnesota, the town of Champlin, Minnesota, are pleading with the public to stop having sex in public in parking lots. He said, if you're looking for a little afternoon delight, find a more appropriate setting than parking lots. The Champlin Police Department issued the unusual warning, responding to a report of a couple meeting outside of a local auto body shop to get down. Said, quote, we would like to pass along a friendly reminder to everyone looking for some time with a sweetheart to avoid any romantic entanglements in busy parking lots during normal business hours, they said on the Facebook page. While we understand the cold weather can leave few options for finding some privacy in the moment, we would like to clarify that, yes, you will draw suspicion when people can see you. You know, because it's noon and you're in an auto body parking lot.
What then, about that turns you on, by the way?
Well, and then it says, plus, nothing kills the mood. This is from the cops. Plus, nothing kills the mood quite like having Officer Irish tapping on your window. So please save your sweetie the embarrassment and find somewhere private for any canoodling. I've had the cops come up and knock on the window before. And I still had the auxiliary power on, rolled the window down. Guy said, what's going on in here? And I said, just enjoying the lunch break and some company. And he said, you're not out here messing around with these houses? You know, he goes, you're not doing any drugs in here? I said, no, sir. And he goes, you're not causing these, there was an adjacent neighborhood for where we were parked. And, I said, no, sir. And he goes, you're not messing around with these people's houses? And I said, no, sir. And he, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Walked off.
Oh, so it was you and you had a girlfriend in the car?
Well, Taryn, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're just hanging out there, and he's checking out to make sure she's okay more than you, probably.
Well, no. I mean, he saw a vehicle parked where we were going to go down into the park, but the park was closed, and they had the bar across the gate, across the way. And so he just parked there. And we jump in the back, put the seats down kind of thing. And then the next thing I see is this cop car pull up in front of my car. And I'm like, you won't believe this. And he gets out, walks all the way around the car, taps on the window, and then just said, have a nice day.
Yeah, many years ago, I
walked off.
Many, many years ago, I was with a girlfriend in a park in my car. And we were in a park. And, you know,
things are happening.
Yeah, but nothing too crazy,
yeah.
Right? And the cop raps on the window and says, is everything okay? And I said, yeah, most of the clothing was still on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wouldn't take my word for it.
She was there against her will.
Yeah, and then he said, well, right, because he said, because there's a history in this park of some such and such going on. And nothing kills the mood more than that, than hearing about that kind of stuff that's going on. Yeah, we'll be leaving now. That's all right.
Oh, no. After he drove
off,
Darren's like, oh, God, that's funny. And then, like, are we going to finish this? I'm like, hell no, we're not going to finish this, man.
Everything's been ruined.
We're getting back in the seat. We're driving out of here.
Everything's been ruined. Cop busted. Yeah. He killed the mood,
we're
man.
We're gone.
All right, real quick here. I'll tell you about Carl's first day on the job. It was a hell of a first day. Carl in Pennsylvania. Carl, on the first day of the job, got high and naked. Carl showed up on his first day at work at the Econo Lodge in Pennsylvania, went into the restroom, 32-year-old Carl, first day at the Econo Lodge, goes into the can and injects himself with bath salts and fentanyl.
Oh, boy.
This is his first shift as a clerk at the Econo Lodge. Stumbles out of the bathroom, grabs a female co-worker from behind, tries kissing her neck, then takes his shirt off. She runs out of there. He said, hey.
First day on the job.
He says, hey, before you go, I want to show you something. And that's when he starts removing his pants. She immediately calls the cops. The cops get there, and Carl is still wandering around the lobby of the motel, pantsless. And, of course, the security cameras have recorded the whole thing. And Carl's first day.
I can't believe it's news.
It was his last day, of course.